Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in for Lori Walsh. John Edwards is a colonel in the U.S. Air Force and has been at the helm of the 28th Bomb Wing at Ellsworth Air Force Base since 2017. Edwards is a master combat systems officer with more than 2,500 flight hours, including 237 combat hours. His time as commander is nearly up, and he hands the baton over to Colonel David Doss this week. Colonel Edwards joins us today by phone. Colonel Edwards, thank you for joining us on In the Moment.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be on the radio today with you.
And we're very excited to have you. And you've had a long career so far. And I wonder, before we can look at your time at Ellsworth, maybe take us back to your earliest days, starting with the ROTC, and what attracted you first to that path?
Well, in my family, we always served our country. My father was in the Army, and he kind of brought me to a lot of air shows as a kid and kindled my interest in flying at that point. So it was natural for me to go into the Air Force, and that's where I went, and that's where I am today, about 24 years later now, and it's been a tremendous career for us.
So a family interest and a love of flying. Do you remember your first flight?
I remember the first time I actually flew a glider, yes, and my first time I did it all by myself as a solo flight in Hawaii back in 1989. So it was a long time ago, and I got hooked on it from that point forward.
Mm-hmm. Tell us then about moving into the Air Force and what kind of determined your path through that.
Well, out of ROTC, I was commissioned straight into flying training. And that's what I did. Went through the basic training that any aviator in the Air Force does at the undergraduate level. And after about 2 years, got mission qualified, flying bombers first. And from that point on, did everything that a typical aviator in the Air Force did with all the operations we had and deployments since 1995. From the combat experience that you mentioned, both in Europe as well as in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned in the intro, you're distinguished as a master combat systems officer. To explain that to me and the rest of the average citizens, what that means.
Well, the combat systems officer works with the pilots on a lot of our Air Force aircraft, and the B-1 in particular. We are the ones that perform the roles of dropping the weapons, the missiles, the bombs, as well as defending the aircraft with a lot of high-tech gear that essentially jams the radars and the enemy communications out there. And that's what we've done. And, it's been a very good role, and it's a very critical role as we look into the future, because the weapon systems officers on the B-1, along with the pilots, are doing the mission of the aircraft. And a master combat systems officer just means that I'm really old and I've been flying for a long, long time.
our listeners, mentioning the B-1, listeners might not know that the 28th Bomb Wing you're responsible for at Ellsworth is the largest B-1 combat wing in the U.S. Air Force. Can you tell us kind of how you first became aware of Ellsworth and how you got there?
All right. Well, my first time on Ellsworth Air Force Base was approximately 2 years ago when I drove in August of 2017. So that was definitely my first time actually here in South Dakota, Ellsworth, and the great Black Hills community. So that's how we ended up here, and it's been just a great trip, a great time of service, and it's been a busy time for the B-1 force with two combat deployments out there. That we did, one to the Indo-Asia-Pacific, as well as one to the Middle East. Our almost 3,800 airmen have been really working hard and are completely dedicated and committed to serving our great nation.
Mm-hmm. And driving into the Air Force Base that first day, driving through South Dakota for the first time, when you're walking in on that first day in this new position, kind of what's going through your mind and what are your goals looking forward?
Well, it's a very exciting time for my family and I at that point, and we're just thinking how we can contribute to taking care of the airmen and the families that take care of the mission of the 28th Bomb Wing at Ellsworth Air Force Base. And that's the first priority, is making sure that they're taken care of, because we've hit our 18-year point of continuous war in our country. And, as we look at what is going to allow us to endure and continue to be not only the best bomb wing, but the best Air Force in the world, we have to spend a lot of our focus on the airmen and their families. And I'm hoping that my last 2 years here, I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm. As you look back, because you say your family has a tradition of serving in the armed forces, this flying bug kind of caught as a kid, seeing air shows with your dad, and looking at kind of that 18th continuous year of our country being in some kind of conflict. What are you seeing from maybe younger recruits or younger people and their attitudes towards the armed forces today, and how have you seen that maybe shift during the course of your career?
Well, it was very interesting because prior to this assignment, I was actually a training group commander responsible for teaching all our combat systems officers to fly. And, you know, is there a big difference between my generation and those that are coming up behind me? I don't think so. I think we coined them as millennials, but there's a lot of positiveness in that. They are still committed and steadfast in their service to our nation. They're definitely much smarter. They're much quicker to pick up on things. They're much more technologically savvy. And it's been a great group just to see them and to see how motivated they are to do the same things that I did when I was their age, and also being as committed as they are to our mission that I was when I was younger. So some of those things are constants that have not changed. They are committed and dedicated to serving their nation, and they're a lot smarter in the way that they're doing it, which is great for us.
Yeah, and you mentioned a little bit moving into kind of jamming enemy radar and things like this. A lot of people maybe forget that the Air Force isn't only flying bombers into certain regions. Can you talk a bit about the maybe even cyber defenses element of the Air Force?
Sure, that's something that the 28th Bomb Wing in Ellsworth has been really focused on. We're the only wing in the Air Force that has done in the past 3 years, two cyber denial exercises. It's essentially a full-scale exercise where we have a group of folks that come in, they play the enemy, and they try to attack our networks, they try to attack our facilities, and they try to get access to everything. And we do that just to raise the importance of cyberspace in our mission because it is becoming more of a foundation to generating aircraft to fly. And by doing so, I think we're not only learning new techniques and new applications for how to protect ourselves, but we're instilling it in our younger airmen so that they are very aware of what's going on in the cyber arena.
Mm-hmm. What stands out to you as you're looking back on the last couple years at Ellsworth?
Well, I think, you know, we had two successful deployments that I mentioned earlier. One of them included the first ever combat employment of the Joint Air-to-Surface Standoff Missile, the newest weapon in our arsenal. And the squadron that did that, the 34th Bomb Squadron, they did it with a perfect 100% hit rate against Syria last April, which has been amazing. And they would later win the Kenneth Walker Award for the best bomb squadron in the Air Force. Wow. And our other bomb squadron, the Tigers, and our maintainers and weapons airmen also brought in a new capability for the entire U.S. military, the long-range anti-ship missile. So this gives the B-1 a new mission in maritime strike and a very important joint mission that we work with the Navy on. And being the first ones to bring this capability in, we've really worked hard to make sure that it is on time and that it continues to be a lethal weapon out there as we look at some of the threats both in the Western Pacific as well as in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say, too, that you know there's just been a lot of great innovation out here. It's been a very innovative base. It's because of our proximity to the South Dakota School of Mines. We partnered with them and Moog Corporation on some very new additive manufacturing technologies that will help us to more rapidly repair the B-1 aircraft. And this particular one is called Cold Spray, and it's been a very successful, and we're hoping to see that continue to grow. And it was recognized by Aviation Week and Space Technology a couple of months ago, and we received a Laureate Award for it, which is just a testament to the innovation and the spirit of doing things differently that we have out here.
Right. How does that compare to other areas of the country where you've served?
Well, it's great to have a small school and a great partnership with the community, and I think that we're in a very special place here with the Black Hills, with South Dakota School of Mines, and the people that we have out here who are willing to partner with us and look at problems that we have and challenges that we have and come up with new solutions. In fact, folks in the Black Hills created a new organization called Embrace the Base that really wanted to see how we could improve base support. And they were pivotal in assisting us with getting out information and educating a lot of folks about the challenges of spouse licensing and certifications. As you're aware, the South Dakota legislature and Governor Noem signed into law House Bill 1111 that provides for our military spouses full reciprocity with their licenses and certifications as they move from state to state. And that is really a big deal when we're talking about retaining airmen and their families in our Air Force, which is a priority. And that could have only been done through the great relationships that we have with our community up here.
Right. And that's an important point, that, as you say, that retention piece. Not everyone is necessarily in this for the multi-decade career that that we see in other instances. When it comes to the earlier stages, though, in that career, you mentioned working in training. Can you talk a little bit, maybe for younger people who might be listening and wondering if looking at the Air Force might be right for them? What advice do you have for them? What kinds of things are you interested in when you're looking at those new recruits?
Well, we're definitely looking for airmen out there and officers who are team players and want to lead and who want to be part of something bigger than themselves, and that is serving our country and our great nation. And I think that that is number one. And then from there, there are just a lot of opportunities and a myriad of jobs and functions that we have in the Air Force, from being a cyber warrior to flying the B-1 to fixing the B-1 to defending Ellsworth Air Force Base to providing medical service to feeding our airmen. There are just a ton of jobs that the Air Force provides and opportunities, and it's a great place to begin a career, even if you were only to serve for a few years before getting out.
Mm-hmm. Colonel, I have just one more question for you. We're all curious here, as you're ending your time at Ellsworth, what's next for you?
Well, the Air Force has decided to send me back to Washington, D.C. at the Pentagon for the third time in a row, so I guess I left some unfinished work out there. But I'm honored to be out there. I'll be working for the new Secretary of the Air Force and the Chief of Staff on providing their strategic communication team and doing all the great things that they've done for our nation. So we're looking forward to moving back east, especially after this long winter. We'll definitely miss all the people of South Dakota, western South Dakota, the Black Hills, and just the great partnership and support that they've shown the men and women at Ellsworth Air Force Base.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure they'd be happy to have you come back and visit sometime, maybe in the summertime.
That's right.
Colonel John Edwards, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for your service. It's been a real treat talking to you today.
Thank you very much.